Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. We've created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on lots of different topics, and we feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley with Century 21. She is your number one realtor. And you can reach Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can also reach Beth at 651-900-4136. And you can join our shows on Sunday from 6 to 7 Central Time. And Wednesdays, our Stress Buster show at 3 till 3:30. And you can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button. And check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our emailing address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight or anything that you would like for us to talk about on the air. Let me see here. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please go into Facebook and type in Divine Goddess Radio and give us a like. Remember, our 200th listener gets a free reading by Marie and myself. So welcome, everybody.
Yeah, welcome. And it's our 200th liker. you said listener.
Jeez, God bless that I said that every
But
time.
Anyway, that's okay.
Yes.
You know, and today we are, if you're in the chat room and you're able to join us live and you have a question, go ahead and type a question in. If you want to call in, you can call in 347-327-9360. We're going to be talking today about the energies and revolving around the subject of eat, love, pray. So because of the Mercury retrograde, everybody is experiencing a certain level of frustration. And so we thought we would talk about that and give you some tips on how to get through it.
You know, and if not everybody, and you're one of the lucky ones that you're not, God bless you, because then that means that you're holding the space for the rest of us. So continue doing what you're doing, holding that light so those of us who have to work through whatever we have to work out, you don't get how important that is, that you're holding the space that we can obtain. And we will get there. But this retrograde, people are starting to feel, and it just came on, I would say, probably. So where I was really feeling it, I started feeling it Sunday, but other people are really talking about it yesterday and a lot today. So, and it's affecting their sleeping. A lot of people are feeling really discouraged right now. And Marie and I are just here to remind you, we're all getting through this. We're all going through it at the same time. We all have our own different things, but, you know, we're going to get through it no matter what it looks like. You're not alone. Just hang on. And, you know, this is an excuse to tune into Blog Talk Radio. So if we can help inspire you to continue to be you, to be that bright light that you are, even though there might be some mucky, yucky stuff that you're thinking that there's nothing underneath there that's bright, we're here to remind you that you are, your bright lights. And so we're going to do what we can do to help you out. So.
Right, and I think one of the best ways to get through some of the things that are happening because of the retrograde is with humor.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even tell you, yesterday, I was literally felt like I was in the middle of a tornado, and for about 4 or 5 hours, communication is one thing that gets messed up during a retrograde, and literally, the communication, there were three of us that were trying to communicate, and it was just going in a circle, and it was, okay, I got to go here now. No, I don't have to go here now. Then my client was, oh, get here now, and then, oh, no, don't get here now. And I was, like, just being pulled in all directions. And, you know, I could have been, like, really, you know.
Had a breakdown.
Breakdown, being angry, but I decided to look at it with humor, and I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed. And after about, I don't know how many hours of this, I, about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, totally shut down and thought, okay, I can't deal with this right now. I'm going to just be by myself and just relax. So if you can try to look at things that way, it is really helpful because it helps you get through the craziness, and then you can just kind of, you know, be on your own and just crash.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of this is because what we're going through right now, this Mercury in retrograde is bringing up a lot of our dark stuff that we're, you guys have to remember, it's not necessarily on a conscious level. It's at a subconscious level, and it's not necessarily just this lifetime, but it's old stuff. I mean, okay, here's an example of me. This week has been a tougher week for me. If it's not physical pain, which I'm not normally used to, my legs have been killing me, but our legs represent moving forward on our path with ease. So, and I get that. I get that because we're in unprecedented territory. I don't know what the future looks like. So, of course, I'm a control freak going, well, I'm a little uncomfortable. And so, I mean, I'm making it more than what it has to be. And now it's starting to come up with the feelings and the emotions. The other day I was watching TV. I'm laughing 1 minute, and then I'm literally wailing, not even crying, but I'm wailing. And I knew that was not from this lifetime because I'm going, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. But then there was a language. I was speaking another language. So stuff that I didn't deal with in that lifetime that was coming up. But it was really interesting because I'm telling you, if anybody witnessed what I went through, that right there would be comical. That would right there would be comical.
Right. So just remember, you're not alone.
No.
I've talked to, you know, I've been talking to people throughout the last week or so, and, you know, things don't go as well.
Yeah.
Things don't go. You plan something, and at the last minute, it gets derailed.
All apart, yeah.
Yeah, you're on the computer, and all of a sudden, God knows what happens. It shuts off, or, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. You're on the phone, and you're talking, and the calls are dropped. All part of the retrograde. All, you know, everybody's experiencing it. So.
And nobody's hearing what we're trying to say to where you go back to them going, did you hear what I just said? And it's like nobody's hearing it because communication, there's miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
So don't personalize it, guys. This is universal. This is planetary.
Yeah.
Everything's going through this. So, again, if you're not going through it, God bless you. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, if things are going really smooth for you, we salute you.
And she just gave you a salute. She just gave you a salute.
But like I, you know, like I was saying, humor is the best way to get through it because it will get better, and it does get better if you can just get out of that little bit of funky energy space that you're going through at that moment. It'll shift, and you know, raising your vibration by laughing and laughing and laughing does bring the shift.
It does. You know, so here's my recommendation. If you have friends that are funny and you can sit here and laugh with each other, but we all go through it, and so we're all kind of like grumble, grumble, grumble. So then, you know, if you can, if you have a TV show, a comedy, something that's very uplifting, it's not making fun of anybody, it doesn't have to do with death, blah, 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 because you want to keep it positive. So that would be a good way. And one show, and God bless America, I find this video for anything. The one that I, just even saying the name, I could just start laughing hysterically, is Jumping Jack Flash with Whoopi Goldberg. But I love her. And why that show is hysterical, it, as a counselor, a lot of us would sit here and say when we were really stressed out, we'd turn this DVD, but you would be laughing. It's just because Whoopi's just hysterical. She's hysterical.
She is.
So,
yeah.
She is.
Yeah, so... what else have you been experiencing? I know that people are experiencing physical pain, too.
Dreams.
You know, with the energy.
Crazy,
yeah.
Crazy dreams.
Upset stomach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you know, and another thing to be mindful of, there are kids who are being dehydrated. Because I go into daycares, there's a lot of kids who are vomiting, who are ending up in the hospital. So if kids are, there might be adults out there. I haven't heard of adults yet. That bout was like maybe a month or two ago,
mm-hmm.
and now it's the kids. So make sure that your kids are hydrated, and just know, and I've even had people that I know who brought their kids into the doctor, emergency rooms, and they've had a lot of testing in the doctors. And we're talking, there was one person in particular, they brought their son in three times and said, Beth, oh my God, what's going on? And I said, well, just because I can tune into it and I can see it, I'm going, he's holding stuff in his stomach for the family, for what the family's going through because they're not dealing with it, and he's so empathic.
Mm.
And I said, you have to give him permission to let it go, and they did some work with him. I gave them specific things to say to him, and they said he was doing much better, but he couldn't keep anything down. And as kids, you get really scared because,
yeah.
I mean, that can get really serious because they're growing. It can get serious for anybody, but...
Well, I've noticed, too, that I feel I have been unusually thirsty.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, God, am I diabetic or what's going on? But, no, it's just... The way the energy is, we all are being dehydrated, and I know I feel it.
again, Marie and I want to state we are not the medical profession,
doctors.
So if you think there's something going on and you're scared, then by all means get in and have a doctor look at you. And I'd rather have a doctor sit here and say, no, we can't find anything wrong with you. But so just to be on the safe side, because we don't want anybody coming at us, because we are not claiming anything.
So let's talk about what we had said that this show was going to be themed, the Eat, Love, Pray.
Well, here's a perfect opportunity of being able to look at the foods that you're eating. Are they high vibrational? Do you eat a lot of meat? You know, what kind of meat are you eating?
Mm-hmm. Are you eating processed foods?
Yes. And a lot of people right now, the drive-through, that is the worst thing right now you guys can be eating. The more organic that you can eat, seriously, the more raw. You're going to feel really good. You know, beans, having natural beans and nuts and fruits and vegetables.
And that's really easy right now with all the farmers markets out there.
Oh, gosh,
it's very easy to go get a lot of raw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make your salads. Make your fruit salads, your vegetable salads.
Mm-hmm.
Make your pasta salads if you can, you know, do gluten.
If you can sit here and be free of the GMO stuff, the genetically modified stuff, your body's going to feel so much better. Because you're going to find as you continue to go through this change, your body, because what it's doing, it's getting rid of the old, your DNA, believe it or not, is shifting, and I'll just say it that way. That's safe for me to say. It's shifting. And so with that, your body, your physical body is going through massive change right now. And so the more you're away from processed foods and you can eat organic foods, and if those of you who are going, I can't afford the organic foods, if you can have access to an essential oil, either lemon, lime, or grapefruit, and you put it in the water along with your fruit, that can help purify the water. And also setting an invocation or, setting the intent that, you know, the creator, whoever it is that you believe in, is purifying that food and releasing all the toxins from it. But, you know, the more you can eat it organically, and plus you do that, that's just a double dose of goodness. But if you don't have it, it's setting the intent. And if you visualize your food as that it's purified and that it's healthy for your body and you're getting the healthy vitamins, nutrients, and minerals from it, then that's what it is. All of this is about a new belief system. So,
mm-hmm. And one thing I did was I took some water that I run through a filtered jug, and I filled another jug with sliced lemons and fresh mint leaves, and I filled up this 2-gallon jug, and I've been drinking that water, you know, just keep it in the fridge, and it really is a very good, I feel like it's detoxing my whole body. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can do that. Just throw in some lemon slices, lime, orange, whatever. Mint is really good to add, fresh mint. So give it a try.
Exactly. And you guys, you don't have to get the expensive essential oils if you're not there yet, you know, but, and I'm not saying you have to have an essential oil, but it's sitting down and taking the time to set the intent to pray or do a mantra over your food and your beverages of what it is that you're drinking. And the more, and this is not me being a naysayer and being negative, but, and this is the time of year that, you know, the alcohol increases, the more you can stay away from that, because alcohol lowers your energy, and what it can do is it can make holes in your auric field, which is an energy that surrounds your body, and it changes colors. And when your energy, when your aura has a rip or a tear in it, it can let anything else in it. And remember, we're not the only ones who are here, and not everybody is of the light. So it's, you know, it's all about choice. It's all about free will, what you want to do. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, talking about mantras, when you are going, you know, if you're experiencing this retrograde energy and you want, you know, you retreat into a quiet place, you know, say your intentions, say your mantras, and repeat them over and over, because that will help you, that'll help pull you out of that negative energy.
Oh, yeah. And they say praying right now is big. And if those of you who don't believe in praying, whatever, it's talking out loud, talking to whoever it is you talk to have you help you and guide you, and you want whoever's helping you to be 100% of the light. And you don't want to call on the white light right now, because the white light is being purified, it's being worked on, because that's the lower 3D energies. But, again, that's another story, because we're moving into five-dimensional energies, which are to where one day, believe it or not, folks, we'll be able to manifest things instantaneously. And so that's what we're working on. It's not happening overnight, but that's why our body is hurting. That's why mentally and emotionally we're being affected right now, because we're shifting our consciousness to a higher consciousness, and it's called the fifth dimensional consciousness. So
yeah, and you don't have to, you know, pray for hours and hours. I mean, you can just do a simple, I am well.
Yes.
Or I am calm, and just sit quietly and repeat that over and over.
Or I am,
you know,
loved.
I am loved.
I am loved. I am loved.
Yep. Or I am, you know, I am beaming love. Anything.
Yeah.
It can be four or five simple words put together.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a major, you know, long drawn out prayer.
No. And, you know, because it's busy and the universe knows that we're busy and everything, and they want to keep it as simplified as possible, but it's also remembering that we need to slow down, and it's like that saying, we need to stop and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you can be grateful for every moment, and it's being grateful for, if you have 5 minutes that you're feeling calm, give gratitude that you're having that 5 minutes of calmness.
Mm-hmm.
The more you put gratitude out there, believe it or not, it magnifies even bigger and it comes right back to you. And I get told all the time by the universe, going, Beth, you're not grateful. You forget to say thank you. And I'm going, oh, that's right. I'm not doing it all by myself. I apologize. Thank you so much. So it's like the more we're grateful, it's amazing the reciprocal, you know, the attitude the universe has towards us, because we're appreciating them.
Right. And it's you know, anything that happens during the day that is just wonderful for you, you got a great deal, you went shopping, you found this exactly what you were wanting and it was 75% off, very simple, just say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful that I found what I wanted and you saved me money. It's, you know, if you do it enough, it becomes automatic.
And did you know that's abundance and prosperity that's coming back at you? We get so, because we're in the mindset that it's going to come to us in money, but it can come across in savings. It can come across to where somebody's getting rid of something and it's almost brand new, so you have a better deal. And so that's where I have to switch my mindset to going, abundance and prosperity is in everything.
Yeah.
And I can be abundant and prosperous in my positive thoughts. And right now, that's a good thing. Right.
Well,
now,
yeah. I mean, even if you, you know, go out to lunch with someone and you don't expect it, but they pick up the bill for you.
Oh,
that's
wish.
Abundance. You know, I've come to, you know, when you're arguing over the check and your friend's like, I'm getting it, you know, I learned to say thank you and I thank the universe for the abundance that I just had. And, you know, so it's those little things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see that more, putting that out there. You know, and then also, you know, it's allowing love to come in, and that's not just love towards others, but also love towards yourself and being able to radiate love towards the world. And that means animals, plants, trees, the earth, towards everything.
Yeah, and I think I read astrologically, too, this period, this month is really great for relationships are going to be opening up. So
ooh.
If you're looking for, you know, and it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, but if you're looking for your relationships to go to another level or you just want them to get better, open your heart. Let that love come in. July is a great month for, astrologically speaking, that everything is going to be shifting and relationships are going to be coming, you know, very, very important and opening up.
Well, I'm setting the intent right now here on, what is it, July 3rd, 2013.
Yes.
My man is coming in. He's coming in. I can see it. I can feel it. He's coming. So come on, ladies. Let's do it. Now's the time. Now is the time. Look at that. Somebody just tuned in right when I said that.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, if anybody in the listening in is in the chat room wants to type a question, feel free to type it, and we'll answer any question that you want. We will go ahead and answer it for you. And hello to Reiki Healer 103.
And is that?
It's a guest. Another guest.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
And a guest. And also, you guys, just, oh, look at that. Hey, y'all back. And also, if you want us to pull an angel card for you, and this can be an angel that you sit here and you focus on and you can pray to or do a mantra with or you ask for guidance for, just give us a, hey, I would love to have that, and we'll pull a card for you, Reiki Healer. So if you're wanting me to do that, just let me know. You can write that right in the chat room.
Right. And if, you know, we will pull a card anyway in a little bit, just because what we're finding is what we're finding is when we do pull the cards, and I am posting them on our Divine Goddess Radio page, that someone who may come back, you know, the message may not resonate with them right now, but it may resonate with you later. So when we do pull these cards, the message is for somebody out there right now, and it could be for somebody out there a little bit later.
Hold on here just a second. I have a little computer glitch here because I touched the computer. And let me see here.
I'll take over.
Again, this is not retrograde. This is just Beth touching a computer. Reiki Healer, if you were wanting to call in and ask a question, you can call at 347-327-9360. And it looks like we have a caller with area code 718.
Hey, guys. Hello, it's Reiki Healer 103.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I
kind of
figured you were going to expect that. Like, I kind of get the impression it's like, you know, like, when I get on air and it's like, I mention Reiki, they're like, what? And then I explain to what it is, what it's beneficial for, and I notice the reason why I'm bringing this up is in your tags, self-help and joy.
Yes.
Those are two beneficial things that Reiki can do.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm a Reiki master teacher myself. This is Beth speaking.
Awesome.
So that is a phenomenal.
I lost one of my friends about like 2 years ago, and his friend came to me and like, I want to learn under you. And so now I have a mentor, and I'm teaching him spirituality. And it's just gone great. And just yesterday, I was burning some lavender incense. And my grandmother, who crossed over, made herself known energetically and passed on a message telepathically saying, stay strong, my child. We love you. And so I called my dad, and I asked, did my grandmother like the scent lavender? And he said yes. And at that point, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was in shock for 2 days. Then I realized, it was just like, wow, that is a very powerful confirmation. So, you know, for anybody who lost a loved one, keep in mind, they may not be in the physical, but they're definitely in spiritually and energetically. You know, one of the reasons why I called in, not only to share that, but join into the conversation if anybody would want some help with the guidance of you guys and having me post Reiki out to anybody who needs it. You know, that's one of the reasons why I called in. You know, but you guys are the host, so it's all up to you. It's your show.
Oh. Well, that is very nice. That is very a wonderful offer that you're willing to put that out there. And, you know, the world will sit here and gladly accept your Reiki. The earth right now is really needing it, and just everybody out there just energetically putting it out there. And, you know, it will be open to whoever chooses to accept it and allow it in their life. It's amazing how far that can go out and expand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like us to do a card reading? Give you a card?
I went out into my front yard and just worked with the grass, sitting on the grass barefoot, and just letting that energy from Mother Earth pull me back in. Because for the past couple of days, my chakras were all open.
Oh, yes. And that's what we're going through right now. We're shifting the old out of it.
Yeah.
Would you be open to us pulling an angel for you, an angel card for you?
Sure.
Okay.
I would love that.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle it, and then I'll...
And I got the feeling Raphael's going to show up in this deck.
Let's see who shows up. And what was your name?
It's Jill.
too. Nice to meet you, Joe.
Yes.
Nice to meet you too.
Oop.
Ooh. Look at that. There's more than one that jumped out.
Wow. Four cards fell out.
That happens to me a lot.
When I do my angel cards, they fly out.
They do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Beth.
And here are the four cards that jumped out at you. And we're using the angel guidance cards from Doreen Virtue. Cupid.
Yes. I've read about four of her books.
The heart chakra.
I love her books, and I have used her decks before.
Oh, yes. And then they're also saying Cupid, so there's love coming into your life or already in there. Mm-hmm. Your heart chakra, there's steady progress, and then it's a child. And it could be inner children stuff that you're having some closure with and children that are in your life. So if it's children of your own or grandchildren, you know, whether you have children that come to you in the neighborhood. But it's these are four messages that are coming in. Four different angels that are working with you on those four different things.
That makes sense because we adopted, my mom and my dad adopted a brother, and we went to court, and we legally made him my brother just yesterday.
Oh.
I broke down that grudge and judgment. I was like, I have to reach out. I gave him a call.
Oh, wow. Wow. How wonderful that is.
And all of these cards are acknowledging just all the love that you give out and the love that you receive. So you are very much a person with an open heart.
Yeah. Well, I care a lot about it. But, you know, caring a lot about people, and like when I see people cry, it upsets me. But I know that's part of the healing process.
Exactly.
You know, and I can honestly say that if we learn to love more now and coexist, we probably would have a much more positive vibration now. And my guru, Pranandananda, has posted a video on his YouTube page saying this is the year of divine love. So
yes,
that's
it is.
another confirmation for me.
Well, cool. And also, too, I mean, the theme of our show today was Eat, Love, Pray. So, and we did talk about love, and it's no coincidence that you called in. So,
I guess it was in divine order.
Yes, it was. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, Joe, and we are so, so grateful that you called in.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much for sharing
your information.
You're welcome.
All right.
And tune in again on, we won't be here Sunday, but we'll be back next Wednesday.
Have a great day.
Awesome.
Yes, have a great 4th. Bye, Joe.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Wow, so wasn't that great? That was really good.
Yeah,
really cool.
And I'll post the, we'll put the picture up on the Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page so you can see the cards. And, you know, love is all around us, so that's exactly what the cards showed us.
And here I'm going to do a card for everybody here. Let's see what comes out. And this can be one, if it jumps out at you, this is something that you can work on. Until next time. Oh, I'm just going to choose one of these. Oh, I'm hearing three of them. And cards that jumped out was speaker. So your life purpose involves your skills of oration. Music, your connection to music is healing for yourself and others. And family, so loving your family and friends is central to your life purpose. So those of you who are needing to hear that validation, you just received it just this moment. So that's something to sit here and to meditate on. So if you're needing to focus on what do you need to be a speaker for, music and family, and what do you need to do with that's family oriented? Doesn't mean it has to be your biological family. It could be families,
well,
many different things.
And it's perfect too because you know July 4th is tomorrow, and it's typically a family day. So this message is for everybody because we are all going to be meeting with family some way, somehow.
And you know what is really cool, because it's 4th of July Independence, and that's what we're working on right now, is having our independence, but coming back into wholeness. So very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, you all have a wonderful, wonderful 4th and a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.
Happy 4th. Bye.